صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا حسن النية. كنا قد ذكرنا في الدرس الماضي أركان الحج. If you remember, we mentioned in the past class the integrals of Hajj. We talked about the integrals of Hajj. ذكرنا أن ركن الأول هو الإحرام. We mentioned that the first integral is الإحرام. الركن الثاني الوقوف بعرفة. The second integral to be at عرفة. الركن الثالث الطواف بالبيت. The third integral is to go around الكعبة الطواف. الركن الرابع هو السعي بين الصفا والمروة. The fourth integral is to go between الصفا and المروة, السعي. ولا يصح الحج فلا يصح الحج بدونه. الحج is not valid if one does not make السعي. ويجب في السعي أمور. There are certain things that has to be done when one makes a sa'i, or there are certain conditions for a sa'i to be valid. أولها أنه يجب البداءة بالأوتار. أنه يجب البداءة بالصفا في الأوتار وبالمروة في الأشفاع. The first one is to start by الصفا شو بنسمي الشوط؟ الشوط بين الصفا والمروة والمروة والصفا من انجل. لاب. So we start, the first thing is to start by الصفا in the odd laps. Odd. Yeah, I know, but he's from England. So yeah, he speaks English. And to start with Al-Marwa in the even laps. فإذا يبدأ الشخص السعي من الصفا إلى المروة, فيكون الذهاب من الصفا إلى المروة شوطا, ثم رجوع من المروة إلى الصفا شوطا, وهكذا إلى أن تنتهي سبعة أشواط. So one starts السعي by الصفا, goes to Al-Marwa, and this is considered one lap. Then one goes from Al-Marwa to Al-Safa, and this is considered a second one, and so on until they become seven. وهناك علامة تدل على أول الصفا. علامة تدل من أين يبتدئ الشخص بالسعي حتى يكون سعيه صحيحا. وعلامة أخرى تدل على أول المروة. فلا بد أن يكون السعي بين العلامتين على الأقل. العقد ما زال موجودا، العقد عند الصفا كان هناك عقد دال على أول الصفا وعقد دال على أول المروة. Now there is a sign that tells you where is the beginning of al-Safa and where is the beginning of al-Marwa. An arch that tells you where is the beginning of al-Safa. Another one that tells you where is the beginning of al-Marwa. So for a sa'i to be valid, one needs at least to go from the arch to the arch and the same thing back. It is not an obligation to go farther, at least from the arch to the arch and the same thing back. والأصل أن الصفا جبل والمروة جبل بينهما واد، هكذا كان في الأصل، ثم طم هذا الوادي لتسهيل المسعى. Originally الصفا was a mount and المروة a mount with a valley in between. Later this valley was filled to make it easier for those who go to Al-Hajj to make a sa'i. هلا إذا تجاوز الشخص العقد إلى الصخرات الكبار، إلى الصخرات التي في الصفا عند الصفا، فلا بأس به، فهو أحسن. If one goes beyond the arch to reach the rocks that are there, then it is better, but it is not necessary. الشرط الثاني في السعي أن يكون بعد الطواف. The second condition for a sa'i to be valid is to take place after al-tawaf. فمن سعى قبل الطواف لم يصح سعيه. If one makes a sa'i before al-tawaf, his sa'i is not valid. والشرط الثالث أن يكون سبعة أشواط. The third condition is for it to be seven laps. فمن شك في عدد الأشواط أخذ بالأقل. The one who doubts how many laps did he do Is he now in the fifth lap or the seventh? Is he now in the third or the fifth? In the fourth or the sixth? He goes by the least. والركن الخامس الحلق أو التقصير. The fifth integral among the integrals of Hajj is to cut the hair or shave. This is the fifth, isn't it? Among the integrals of Hajj. Okay. الحلق معناه استئصال الشعر بالموسى. هذا هو الحلق. You know what shaving means? It's to use the razor to take off the hair. To cut off the hair, to raise the hair. أما التقصير فهو أن يقص من الشعر قليل أو كثير. As for cutting or trimming the hair, it means to cut from the hair a little bit or a lot without raising it. من غير أن يست من without shaving it. أي من غير استئصال. الركن في الحج أن يفعل أحد هذين الأمرين. It is an integral in Hajj to do one of those two matters. والحلق للرجل أفضل. To shave is better for men. ووقت الحلق كوقت الطواف. The time of shaving is the same as, يعني the time of shaving starts when the time of tawaf, the integral of tawaf starts. يعني منتصف ليلة العيد, which means at the middle of the night of Eid, the eve of Eid. أما قبل ذلك حرام أن ينتف الحاج شعرة واحدة من شعر بدنه. Now before that, it is prohibited for the one who is making Hajj to cut off or to pull out his hair, even one hair. فالواجب حتى يجزئ الحلق أو التقصير إزالة ثلاث شعرات نتفا أو حلقا أو حرقا أو تقصيرا. So for this integral to be fulfilled, one needs to cut off three hairs or pull them out or burn them or shave them, at least three. أما المرأة فتقصر ولا تحلق. As for the woman, she cuts her hair and she does not shave it, of course. وقد اختلف الفقهاء في حكم حلق المرأة شعرها. فمنهم من حرم ذلك ومنهم من قال هو مكروه. Even some scholars said it is haram for the woman to shave her hair. Some said it is haram and others said it is disliked. إلا أن يكون ذلك لضرورة فلا حرمة ولا كراهة. Except if there is a necessity for her to shave her hair, then it wouldn't be nor haram, neither haram nor disliked. ويسن أن يكون الحلق يوم العيد. It is sunnah to shave the hair on the day of Eid. والأفضل بعد طلوع الشمس وقبل الطواف, طواف الإفاضة. And what is better is to shave it before the sun rises and before one goes around Al-Kaaba for the integral of tawaf. ويسن البدء بيمين الرأس, رأس المحلوق. Also it is sunnah to start shaving the right part of the head. من قدام. From the front, the right front part of the head. واستقبال القبلة كذلك يسن أن يستقبل. Likewise, it is sunnah to face القبلة when shaving the hair. وأن يكبر بعد الانتهاء منه من الحلق أو التقصير. And for one to say Allahu Akbar after finishing shaving or cutting the hair. ويسن للذكر أن يحلق كل رأسه. It is sunnah for the male to shave all his head. ولغير الذكر أن يقصر كل شعره. And for other than the male to cut all the hair. That is to cut from all the hair. غير الذكر, شو يعني غير الذكر؟ أيوة الخنثى هكذا. When we say other than the male, it means the female and that other's name. And the hermaphrodite. الركن السادس الترتيب, the sixth integral is to observe the order. في الحج لا بد من الترتيب بين أغلب الأركان. In الحج one needs to observe the order in most of the integrals. لأنه لا بد من تقديم الإحرام على الكل. Because one needs to have the intention before all the other integrals. ولا بد من تأخير الطواف والحلق أو التقصير عن الوقوف بعرفة. And it is a must to delay making a tawaf and cutting or trimming or shaving the hair until after being at Arafah. So how does it go for the order of the integrals? One makes the intention, then being, then being at Arafat, then then you have the choice to shave first or to go around Al-Kaaba first. It is better to shave first. Going around Al-Kaaba, then making a sa'i, then that's it. The order is already observed. So this is how one, this is the order in Al-Hajj. طيب أي متى يصح السعي قبل طواف الإفاضة؟ When is it permissible to go between Al-Safa and Al-Marwa before the integral of Tawaf? If the person goes around Al-Kaaba when he first arrives to Mecca, after making the intention, when he first arrives to Mecca, one is ordered to make a tawaf, to go around Al-Kaaba. If he does that, then he can make a sa'i after that. طيب أي متى لا يصح أن يسعى بعد طواف القدوم؟ When it is not valid to make a sa'i after tawaf al-qudum, after going around al-Kaaba when he first arrives to Mecca. There is a case when it's not valid. أيوة صحيح. إذا أحرم ولم يصرف إحرامه إلى حج أو عمرة أو كليهما. When he makes al-Ihram without specifying, is it Hajj, Umrah, or both of them? Did you forget? Okay. لا كان حاجة. هو من لا يحتاج إلى نية. طواف الوداع. في الوداع برجع براجع. طيب هذه الأركان هي نفسها أركان العمرة إلا الوقوف بعرفة. Those integrals are themselves the integrals of Umrah except being at Arafah. بل لا يشرع في العمرة الوقوف بعرفة. Even it is not sunnah to be at Arafah if one is making al-umrah. إذن أركان العمرة خمسة: الإحرام والطواف والسعي والحلق أو التقصير. So the integrals of Umrah are five. والترتيب. The integrals of Umrah are five: to make the intention, to go around Al-Kaaba, to go between Al-Safa and Al-Marwa, to shave or cut the hair, and to observe the order. والترتيب في العمرة واجب بين جميع الأركان. In al-umra, one has to observe the order among all the integrals. Not most of them, all of them. أولا يحرم ثم يطوف ثم يسعى ثم يحلق أو يقصر. First, one makes the intention, then goes around Al-Kaaba, then goes between Al-Safa and Al-Marwa, then shaves or cuts the hair. وكل هذه الأركان تصح مع الحدث ومع النجاسة إلا الطواف. And all those integrals can be done if one is in the state of ritual impurity or carrying a najas filth. All of them except for going around Al-Kaaba, except Al-Tawaf. لأن الطواف مثل الصلاة. Because going around Al-Kaaba is like the prayer. كما أن الصلاة لا تصح مع النجس والحدث فكذلك الطواف. Just as the prayer is not valid if one is in the state of ritual impurity or carrying unoverlooked najas filth, the same thing applies to al-tawaf. لذلك إذا كانت المرأة في الحيض أو في النفاس تنتظر حتى ينقطع حيضها أو نفاسها ثم تطوف طواف الفرض. This is why if the woman is in the state of menstruation or postpartum bleeding, then she waits until the blood stops, makes al-ghusl, then goes around Al-Kaaba. بعض النساء يذهبن إلى الحج من غير تعلم. يصلن إلى هناك، يأتي وقت الطواف تكون حاضت، فيقول لها بعض الجهلة أنت حائض ليس عليك طواف، فتترك الطواف، أي ليس لك أن تطوفي، فتترك بالمرة، يرجعنا ترجع قبل أن تطوف. هذه تكون بعد ما زالت محرمة. Some women who do not learn before going to Al-Hajj, they go to Al-Hajj and then there they menstruate. And some ignorant people, or they know that they shouldn't go around Al-Kaaba while menstruating. Their companions, they want to leave and go to Al-Madinah, for example. They leave with them. And then they do not go back to make Al-Tawaf. In this case, such women are still in the state of Ihram. Yeah, they stay in the state of Ihram. لئن خافت أن يتركها رفاقها فلا ترجع إلى بلدها في شيء يعمل، لكن هن لا يعرفن، لا يعملن هذا ولا هذا. If she fears that the company would leave her and go back, and she wouldn't have a way to go back home, That's why she needs to go with them, especially in the past. It was not easy for a woman to travel alone, to go back home. So there is something to be done in that regard, but they don't know that. Just they leave out al-tawaf and they go. ولكل ركن من هذه الأركان فروض لا بد من مراعاتها. There are obligatory things that need to be done while performing, while doing every one of those integrals. إذا ترك شيء منها لم يصح الركن. If any of those obligations are left out, is left out, then the integral wouldn't be valid. For example, if one goes around Al-Kaaba 6 times instead of 7, Al-Tawaf is not valid. He still has to do 1 time. If one goes between Al-Safa and Al-Marwa 5 times instead of 7, it is not valid, or 6 times. If one cuts 2 hairs instead of 3, or shaves 2 instead of 3, it is not valid, and so on. طيب إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? Are the integrals clear? We'll get to that, inshallah. We'll get to it. طيب. الآن ننتقل إذن بعد الكلام عن الأركان ننتقل للكلام عن محرمات الإحرام. يعني هناك أشياء تحرم على من أحرم. من أحرم بالحج أو بالعمرة هناك أشياء تصير محرمة عليه. الآن إن شاء الله نذكر شيئا منها. Now, after talking about the integrals of Hajj and Umrah, let's talk about some matters that are prohibited for the one who is performing al-hajj or al-umrah to do. This means when one makes the intention of hajj or umrah, there are certain matters that become haram for him to do. Let's talk about them. Al-amr al-awwal minha al-tib. The first matter among those matters is to wear perfume. سواء في ملبوسه أو بدنه. Whether in one's body or clothes. ولو كان أخشم. أخشم يعني لا يشم. Even if one does not smell, even if one lost his smell, still it is prohibited for him or her to wear perfume during al-hajj. فَإِن تَطَيَّبَ قَصْدًا عَمْدًا بِشَيْءٍ يُقْصَدُ فِي الْغَالِبِ لِلْتَطَيُّبِ فعليه الفدية عليه الإثم والفدية. If someone if the one who is in al-hajj or al-umrah wears perfume on purpose, that is, he puts on himself or on his clothes something which is usually sought by the people for its smell, to wear it as perfume, sought for its smell, then one is sinful and needs to pay an expiation, to fulfill an expiation. مثل المسك والعود وماء الورد وما شابه. Like musk, العود ما بعرف. Okay, العود. Rose water and the like. أما ما يقصد في الغالب للأكل أو للتداوي لكن رائحته جميلة, له رائحة حسنة, لكن يقصده الناس في بالأصل في الغالب ليس لأجل الرائحة, فهذا لا يضر حمله. Now if something is sought by people usually to eat it or to use it as a medicine, not for its smell, but it has a good smell, wearing it is not sinful, is not a sin. Carrying it is not a sin. نعم. إذا كان له رائحة فهذا يعني عليه إثم وعليه فدية. وذلك كالتفاح. An example is apples. يعني التفاح اللي مظبوط. I mean apples as they are originally, not as they grow them here. They don't have a smell here, do they? Usually. The ones that you buy, do they have smell? Smell? No. فإذا تطيب الشخص المحرم عمدا عالما بالحرمة مختارا غير مكره فعليه الإثم والفدية. So if the one who is محرم wears perfume while remembering that he is in the state of ihram, without being forced to do that, and while knowing that this is haram, he is sinful and needs to fulfill an expiation. والتطيب بالورد يكون بأن يشمه مع اتصاله بأنفه. The roses, if one smells the rose while touching one's nose, then if one who is muhrim smells the rose while touching one's nose, then he is sinful and he needs to fulfill an expiation. أما التطيب بماء الورد فهو بأن يمسه كالعادة. Now for the rose water, if the muhrim touches it, puts it on his body or his clothes, then He is sinful and needs to pay an expiation. أما قبل الإحرام فقد ذكرنا أن التطيب سنة للإحرام. Now, before being in the state of Ihram, we said that it is sunnah to wear perfume before making the intention. واضح؟ Is it clear? تفاحة إذا حمل إذا حط إذا أكل ما بيأثر. إذا حملها ما بيقى بالأصل ما نطيب التفاحة. لو كانت ريحتها طيبة هي بالأصل لا تقصد لأجل الرائحة. حتى كيف يعني حتى لو قصد يحملها لأنه ريحتها حلوة. هذا هو carrying an apple. If someone carries an apple with a good smell, nice smell, or eats it, there is no sin in that and no expiation. If someone is muhrim and he does that, even if he carries it because it has a nice smell. أما استعمال الصابون المطيب ففيه فدية. Now if one uses soap that has perfume in it, one is sinful and an expiation is due. كذلك لو أكل الطعام المطيب. Likewise, if one eats food with perfume in it. Like if someone eats food with rose water in it. Water rose in it. ما احيانا بيحطوا مذاهب بالاكل وبتطلع ريحته وطعمته فيه فديه. If they put in the food something that has a perfume like a kind of rose water, so you can smell that. If you eat it while you are in the state of ihram, then an expiation is due. You don't drink rose water. No, you don't drink it. طيب. نعم. Yes. While touching the nose, yes. طيب. الأمر الثاني من محرمات الإحرام أن يدهن المحرم رأسه ولحيته بما يسمى دهنا سواء كان مطيبا أو غير مطيب. The second one among those prohibited matters is for one to anoint the head or the beard with what's called in Arabic duhn. Like oil, melted grease, melted honey, melted honey wax, or the like. مثال ذلك الادهان بالزيت أو بشمع العسل الذائب أو بالشحم أو بالزبدة أو with butter or the like. فعل ذلك حرام وفيه فدية. So doing that is prohibited, is a sin, and an expiation is due by it. الثالث إزالة الظفر والشعر. The third matter is to cut the nails or the hair. يعني إزالته بدون إزالة المنبت. أما لو أزال المنبت فأزاله فهو مع حرمته ليس فيه فدية. That is to cut off the nails without cutting off where they grow. Wait, I'll explain. Where do the nails grow? Yeah, on the finger. So if someone cuts off the finger or a part of it, and thus the nail would be removed also. In this case, although this is haram, but there is no expiation in it. أما لو قطع الظفر من غير المنبت فعليه إثم وفدية. Now if one cuts the nail without cutting where it grows, the finger, without cutting off the finger, then one is sinful and needs to pay an expiation. لكن لو انكسر الظفر جاز إزالة باقيه. But if the nail breaks, it is permissible to cut off the rest. لا يكون فيه معصية ولا فدية. There is no sin in that and no expiation is due. هذا إذا كان يتأذى بباقيه. This is the case if keeping the rest of it harms the person. So if keeping the rest of the nail harms the person, then one is entitled to take off the rest, and there is no expiation of sin in that. مكان النبات. وين مكان نبات الظفر؟ لا، هذا بيكون أبع الظفر، أما المنبت مكان النبات. If someone cuts off his finger, so the nail is removed, it is haram with no necessity, but there is no expiation in it. فلو انتتف شعر بعض شعر الرأس بفعل الشخص فعليه فدية، يعني من غير علمه، ليس عمدا لكن بفعله، عليه فدية ولا إثم. Now, if some of the hair of one's hair is pulled out because of one's action, but not on purpose, without one knowing that he is pulling out some of the hair, there is no sin in that, but there is an expiation. أما لو شك انتتف بفعله أم لا فلا فدية عليه. Now if one doubts, did this happen because of my action or not, then no expiation is due on the person. واحد أمر المشط على رأسه على شعبه. Someone combs his hair. He founds on the يجد على المشط شعرة أو شعرتين. He founds one or two hairs on the comb. هو لا يعلم هذا كان منتتفا من قبل ثم صار على المشط أم انتتف بفعله. يشك لا فدية عليه. He doesn't know. Was this pulled off from before? It was there and then it became on the comb. Or he did it now, it was pulled off because he used the comb. He doesn't know. In this case, he does not have to pay to fulfill an expiation because he doubts. ويجوز للمحرم أن يغسل شعره بسدر أو صابون غير مطيب لكن أولى له أن لا يفعل. The one who is in al-ihram is permitted to use soap without perfume or the like and wash his hair with it. But it is better not to do that. He is permitted, or she is permitted to do that, but it is better not to do it. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? تفضل علي. The ones that we mentioned up till now, they do not. Go ahead, what? What do you mean? Yeah. No, because honey, originally honey is sought to eat, to be eaten, not as a perfume. So there is no... If you give them the money and you tell them this money, use it only for al-hajj, then they cannot use it for something else. They have to use it for what you specified. طيب. Okay. مظبوط لكن وقفت. ما حدا عنده سؤال. قلت تعبوا لكن. I can't hear. We will get to the expiation. We'll talk about it, inshallah. لا دهن الوارد هو لا هو غيره. دهن الوارد شيء يكون على ماء الوارد في أعلاه. عند استخراج ماء الوارد يكون شيء في أعلاه. هذا هو دهنه. لكن لا يؤثر. يجوز يصح. Someone scratches his hair and the hair falls down because he did that. So he pulled the hair unintentionally. He pays an expiation. Is it sunnah that? If you are next to Al-Kaaba, I never heard about that. يجوز أكله ما فيه ولا يضر أكله حمله أو أكله لا يضر. تفضل عبد الله. تقول إذا شخص أراد أن يعتمر أولا نوى العمرة ثم لما أنهى العمرة ونوى الحج المتمتع عليه فدية؟ لا، بلا إثم. When he made Al-Hajj, was he free? خلاص, they don't have to go again. No. Yes, the child has to go again. Correct. ليس عليه. If someone pulls his hair while he is forgetting that he is in al-hajj, no fidya, no expiation is due on him. هذا بسبب حركته ولا كان قبل؟ ما بتعرف, تشك هكذا. بيرفيوم they didn't do it to themselves. No sin in that and no expiation. Well, really, the person who gave them the money wants them to use it only for Hajj? Now, if the person knows that if I give you money and you know that what I want that you use it for Hajj, I don't want to use it for another thing, then you can't use it for another thing. He can. Yes. دهن هاي دهن. رأس. بعد ما حكينا عن تغطية الرأس. لا ما فيها. ليس عليه فدية ولا حرمة. بغير قصد، مش عمدا هو يريد ندفها، لكن بفعله. إذا كان عمدا عليه إثم. العود التطيب به يكون بالتبخر به، مش بمجرد مسه. العود how people use it as a perfume is by putting it on the red coal, on the شو بسموها الجمرة. Okay, on a burning coal. So then the smoke comes out, and this is, and the person comes close to it in contact of the to the smoke. This is how هاي العود بالأصل حاجة. This is how one uses it as perfume. So if the عود, if he doesn't do that, if he is only carrying the piece of wood. Of wood, العود is a piece of wood, a kind of wood. So if he's carrying that wood with his hand, it doesn't matter, because this is not how it is used as perfume. But if it is put on a burning coal, then the smoke comes out. This is how it is used, and the person gets in contact with the smoke. This is how it's used. Then the expiation is due. من داخل الأنف. ما يبقى معي الشعر داخل الأنف، ما يبقى معي. صح، لأنه ناسي. هذه هبة مشروطة الاستعمال. هلأ بعد أن أعطي من يستاهل حاجة؟ من يستاهل. بيرضى صاحب الدين إذا كان لا يرضى عليه إثم. بيكون المال من حلال حاج. صح. من يستاهل؟ طيب باب شو ده؟ About what? The one who is bald doesn't have to shave or cut the hair. He doesn't have hair. It is sunnah that he passes the razor on his skin just to pass it. But he doesn't need to do so. It is sunnah. The woman does not shave. Yeah, she doesn't need to do that. For the woman, what is? To cut from all of it. For the woman is to cut from all the edges of the hair. No, I didn't hear about any sunnah length. اتفضل عبد الله. إذا شخص إيش؟ أيها سنتكلم عن هذا إن شاء الله. عليه فدية إذا أحرم تجاوز الميقات بغير إحرام وأحرم بعد الميقات. نذكر إن شاء الله. بارك الله بكم. What if a person had eaten garlic before he had made al-hajj? He forgot he was in al-hajj. Does he have to pay expiation? No. Because the garlic does not have a good smell. Can someone use shampoo with apples in it and no other fragrance in it? Do they put apples in the shampoo? I mean real apples. If they put perfumes in it, he cannot use it. I don't think they put real apples in it. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم بارك الله فيكم.